Gordon Keith presents Gordo's Happy Fun House Party of Fun and Maybe Ranch Reunion Special Revival, live now on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Funhouse, Gordon Keith Funhouse.
He's the poster boy of underachievement. He's the student of heroes. He's the station dancer.
He's the devil zone.
Gordon Keith.
God. Love that sound. What a fantastic piece of music that is, and what great vocal work Blake did on that. 10 o'clock here on a Saturday night, and it's time for the Funhouse once again. Our second installment of the Funhouse. I'm Gordon Keith, and I'm joined by Blake himself. Blake, good evening.
Good evening, Gordon. How are you?
Not so good, pal. But thanks for asking.
Is everything
also,
okay?
Also, you know, things are just okay.
You want to talk about it?
No.
Okay.
What do you think? I got a talk show or something? I want to talk about it. Okay. All right. And we're also joined by Dave Lane. Dave, thanks for coming
Hello,
to the
I'm here.
House party once again. Thank you for being here on the station.
Are we in your house again? I forget.
We're each in different ones of my houses.
Okay. So, I wasn't sure what the radio theater was.
Yeah. So the theater of the mind this time is that we're all in various properties I own.
Okay. Well, this is a nice one. Thanks for sending me to this one.
Yeah. Yes. I still haven't been to your place, Dave. Are you public about moving into a new place, or
I'm
not supposed to pretend like you haven't?
I moved into a different apartment, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. It's a nice apartment, though.
Yeah.
Excited for
I
you.
Mean, thanks for co-signing.
I never had to do that. Did you ever do that?
Have a co-signer? No.
Yeah.
As bad as things ever got, no, I never did
Let's
have
see,
to wait, get a
no,
co-signer.
I did. I had a co-signer on a car. I think my dad.
Well, yeah, I guess my first car, my dad, I guess it was just him. I don't even think I was on it, but I was in high school, so.
That's what I meant. Did I say he co-signed with me? I meant that he bought it
yeah.
and let me drive it.
Yeah. And he gave you the keys and said, here, son.
Yes. Yeah. I love that car, too. That's the one that I wrecked. Remember in the early days of the ticket? Mm-hmm. The one that I rolled on Central.
That was a classic.
Which is not as bad as that Montero that you were sitting upside down in, suspended from the what is now the ceiling of the car as it's upside down. Weren't you facing oncoming traffic?
Yes, I shut down northbound 75 for everyone. You're welcome. But that thing, I mean, it was the two-door Montero that was on the verge of rolling over just on a routine turn.
Yeah, so the center of gravity wasn't too great on those things.
Yeah. But that was before the renovation of 75 when it was just four lanes. Or I guess it was during the renovation. And I hit the center median like a ramp, like Evel Knievel.
those big barrier things, like the little 3-foot walls?
Yeah, you know, they had the concrete barriers that kind of are triangle shaped, and then they would have the little metal slats on top, I guess, to block the headlights from the opposite direction.
Oh, yeah, I do remember those.
I hit that like a ramp, and that's why I ended up upside down facing oncoming traffic.
When I wrecked that Accord, I was ping-ponging between the two. Because there for a while when they were redoing Central, it was just the two lanes, and there was no shoulder on either side.
Right, barriers on either side.
Barriers on either side. And so I hit one and then just started bouncing off the other one.
It was like overcorrecting.
Pinball. Yes, I was just, it was a circus of overcorrection. And I probably hit about 5 or 6 times. Broke my arm, broke my hand.
Was yours also a one car?
It was a one car accident. Yeah.
Those are the best.
Yeah, I know. And now, fortunately, me and my passenger were not injured other than the hand.
Now, what caused it? Were you cut off by someone?
No, Dave. I was in the right lane, and there were brake lights in front of me. So the right lane was slowing way down. And I see that the left lane is still open. So I'm not even going to cover the brakes. I'm just going to switch over into the left lane. And in my late night condition that I was in, I didn't quite get into that. I didn't stop when I just transitioned into that lane. I decided to keep going as if there wasn't a barrier over there on the far left. Hit that, and that's what started the ping pong.
It was because someone didn't cut him off.
That's right.
It was the aggressive lane change.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I committed a very aggressive lane change.
And you just didn't account for the lack of shoulder.
No, and it totaled that car, and I loved that car, although it was so stripped down. But it was awesome. It was like a 1986 Honda Accord, and it was kind of old when I got it. But it had the flip-up lights. It was that generation that had the flip-up lights.
Oh, yeah.
It was a 5-speed. It had the CD or cassette player. By the way, is Mike Soroy here? We haven't brought him in yet.
But... Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, hey, Mike.
Thanks for having me.
I didn't mean to
sidebar without you.
You can jump in on car accident talk, too, if you want.
Do you say
or car burning up talk.
Yeah, that's my specialty.
You burned a car up?
Yeah. Yeah, in Woodall Rogers, in like the only tunnel in DFW is where my car was ablaze.
Could you get in the same room as your mic, or is that not a possibility?
Is this a little better?
No, that's a lot better. Yeah.
All right. I was trying to avoid the echo.
So, Gordon, did you ever have the one flip-up light get stuck, so it was like your car was winking?
Yeah, the winking light is the most beaten-looking thing ever. Do you know what we're talking about, Mike? You remember flip-up lights?
Yes,
they were really cool when they worked. But then you'd get an actuator or something going, a servo going out on one of them, and just one of them's up all the time.
Did you know, I was thinking today, I was behind a car who switched lanes, and they had a really cool lane change blinker, whatever you call that,
like the ones that go do 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 do.
Yeah, like it started inside. Yes, and it was like almost like an arrow.
Yeah,
pointing out.
I think it's
out.
Audi does that.
Yeah,
well, whatever
Audi,
it was, I was like,
I think the Mustang does that.
I was like, it's really cool looking. And then I was like, I hope I have a cool blinker because I've never seen it.
It's true.
Well, I don't understand why they can't put that on all cars. It can't be that expensive to do that.
But it's like 10 lights versus one light, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's probably like 10 individual bulbs inside your light.
But then you have to also put in the timing mechanism. Those get expensive.
Yeah, the timing mechanisms. That really drives up the price of the vehicle.
Yeah. Right. Tell us about those.
Because if it's all out of sync, then no one will know who's trying to turn where. But
Can you put it on randomize?
It's a slot machine.
Instead of moving from inside the car to the outside of the car,
what if it went inside? It went from the outside to the inside, and then
just kind of goes jackpot all of a sudden, and third brake light's going on, and
a bunch of oil spills out, and you win the jackpot.
Confetti shoots out the tailpipe. But yeah, I wrecked that car.
Did you
flip it?
Dave
wrecked his Montero. No, I didn't flip it.
I flipped mine.
He did flip it.
You were upside down in a car.
yeah, on when Central it facing the wrong direction.
Oh, my yeah. God.
When it finally came to rest, it was upside down, and it was facing oncoming traffic, and I was suspended by my seatbelt.
When you were so, upside down, was there a couple of slow rotations right at the end of the
yeah, the real defeating no, I wasn't slow like, rotation?
That's how
I wasn't like the last... The last couple spins of a dreidel.
Sad. The sad last two spins of a dreidel.
No.
The old Montero dreidel.
It was like the end of my Inception. You didn't as know I if mentioned, it stopped spinning or not.
As I mentioned, mine was also a one car. So Gordon's was the aggressive lane change. Mm-hmm. Mine was, I was late. I was trying to get to the station. It was a Saturday, I believe. And I was trying to get to the station when the station was still at what is now Mockingbird Station. The original mothership on Mockingbird. Or I guess not the original, but the second mothership on Maple. Or mm-hmm. on Mockingbird. Mm-hmm. And so I was going to the station to get a recorder because I was supposed to cover an SMU basketball game that afternoon. And I was already late. The game was already underway. And so I was just trying to get there sometime in the second half so I could be there to get to the locker room to get tape for tickers on the next, I don't know. Like, who cares about SMU basketball on a weekend? Anyways, and so I was,
you were late,
I was
very so you were late. Rushing it.
I was rushing it. And as we mentioned,
you had such a commitment to journalism.
Yes, I was so committed to journalism. I was going to miss 3/4 of the game that I was supposed to cover.
You were ponying up.
Didn't you have a pant full of semen too, or is that a different story?
No, that was a different story.
Oh,
that was and so and
Kareem's as, kid.
As we mentioned, this was when Kareem 75 Abdul was Mashorts. Under construction. And so at, before the 75 redo, 75 was very hilly. Remember, it would kind of undulate.
Yeah.
And so you would kind of
that's what calls the pant full of seed.
And there was a little hill right as you would be leaving downtown going north. And so I came up over this hill and then the traffic ahead of me was at a dead stop. And so I had to lock them up. And then the left side or the right side of my brakes didn't work as well as the left side of my brakes. And it pulled me right into the wall.
So
that's
you
when I deuce a hazard upside down.
So you're braking, you had to build in a natural compensation for one side braking harder than the other.
Yeah, I'd never had to lock them up in the Montero before, so I didn't know that I needed to...
A 10-degree wheel
I
turn.
I didn't know I needed to be at 10-2 and yank to the yes. right if I was going to brake.
You have to immediately turn the... If you had your hand on the top of the wheel, you have to immediately go to 2 o'clock. In order to right. stay straight.
Yeah, to compensate for the braking. Yeah.
My buddy had that when we were in college, or in junior college. We were knocking around in bands and stuff, and he had the most beaten down Plymouth Volare. And it had something wrong with it to where when you would brake and you'd get to about 10 miles an hour, it would all of a sudden turn hard right. I don't know what it was. It was like a CV boot or something would slip out of joint. It was weird. I don't know what the mechanical issue was. But he would, I mean, and he knew it so well exactly when that thing would happen. And he would,
that he would
cock
just...
the wheel to the left all of a sudden to keep the car straight. And he'd be in the middle of a conversation and just do this as if it was second nature.
Yeah, there's some power in being the only human who can drive this vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Like knowing whatever tricks... are required.
Why do we power through some things?
I don't know. I guess we're you know, you're so back then cars were not near as good and you never had any money to fix them. So you would just ride stuff out for forever and ever. I had that one, Dave, you didn't know the blue car. I don't think I had the blue car when I knew you, but
no.
That was it was a Buick Skyhawk. It was a little four-door thing, and it had so many issues. And one of the issues was the fact that the interior door handle, driver's door handle, didn't work. So you had to roll down the window and open it up from the outside.
That's the saddest maneuver in sports.
Yes.
And
the window broke to the point where it would only go down probably about 4 inches. I don't know what was blocking it. And eventually, so then you would have to... kind of, you kind of have to push up on the floorboard where you can get up off the seat to get your hand outside the window and then reach down and you can just barely fingertip that the handle outside, and then you'd have all the arm crease from the window.
Every time.
Oh, it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare.
I had a friend who had an Escort GT, and it was kind of the opposite problem, that the driver's side door would not open from the outside, so he had to crawl in through the hatchback.
Oh, that's sad.
I thought he was going to have to bust out the windshield each time.
No.
Every time.
So Mike, yeah. please confirm or deny that your car caught fire because you forgot to change the oil.
I don't know if I can.
How could it catch fire? There's nothing flammable.
Well, I guess it's
an oil leak. You had an oil leak
The story that I heard is that he had not changed the oil, so the oil was so low that the engine overheated and it just burst into flames.
I don't think that's exactly true, but I think it's rooted in me being a generally irresponsible person, so I think my brother Cash tries to sell that as just complete negligence that led to my car being ablaze inside the tunnel of Woodall Rogers. I will say it was making some odd noises in the weeks leading up to this moment. And it was literally, I was on my way to work on my 40th birthday that this happened. And I just finally got to the Woodall Rogers tunnel and it made some hissing noise and there was some smoke. And I pulled over and some dude pulled up next to me. He was like, dude, get out of this car. Yeah. And then I got out and I looked under the where the engine is, and there's a little fire down there, and boy, next thing you know, man, that thing was up.
How old was the car?
Probably mid-90s. It wasn't like super old. I mean, I think something went haywire. I don't know that it was complete irresponsibility on my part, but with the noise it was making. The bottom line is it was probably my neglect.
Did it burn up your drug tackle box?
I grabbed that, obviously, immediately.
Did you lose golf clubs?
You left like the original copy of the Constitution in there, and you took
it. It was rolled up in the back, yeah. And I'm like, ah. No, there was a moment where it had a good blaze going, and I almost ran toward it to get my golf clubs out of the trunk. And I did think better of that. And I left it. I left them all, but only the front half burned, and it's all good. And they gave me a lot of money. I was surprised. The insurance place gave me like more than I thought the whole thing was worth. So
that's when you learned your lesson to start overly insuring properties.
And then make sure they burn
insurance fraud.
Yeah, and then make sure that if you don't like something, just burn it.
Then you can get a better one.
It disappears, and they just shoot money into your bank account eventually.
All right, we're late on our first break already.
Yeah.
We're late on our first break. We got a huge program planned for people tonight. Who knows who we're going to throw on the milking table? Last week it was Gene. Last show it was Gene. But it could be one of us. I think all of us are eligible for laying fingers on the milking crossed table and having the other two get up under it and tug like a Holstein up under there, just getting whatever we can out of the other. We'll see what we do with that. And I've got a problem with Mike Saroy tonight.
Uh-oh.
I'm
Come on.
Actually kind of mad at you for a reason awesome. That I don't think you know. So we'll do it. It's 10:22 on the ticket. You got the Fun House. I'm here with my two bestest buddies, Dave Lane, Mike Saroy, and also our other friend Blake.
Hey,
no offense.
None taken, I guess.
Hey, fourth wheel.
Hey, hi guys.
Blake is the glue that holds this all together. At least that's the little olive branch I'm offering right now.
If that's okay.
Like a weak
cat, that'd be
glue
great.
That
yeah.
doesn't really work.
Yeah, like a water-soluble glue that
yeah, like
maybe
you'd
give
really
a first grader.
It.
Yeah,
yeah, that little
like
kids
a, like
can
a
play
Mucilix.
With.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
More of a
and you wouldn't
more of a
count on
paste
it to work.
Than a glue.
Edible.
Happy to be here.
Did you see that Anonymous? Turn down your mic a little bit there, but did you see that Anonymous is going after Elon Musk?
Oh, the hacker group?
Yeah. Because they're pissed at
him. How are they going about doing this?
By releasing a video saying that they're going after him.
But not their tactics?
No.
He'll just know it when it happens?
The weird thing is like, I'll play you a little bit of the message, but it seems like they blow their wad here in the message with all the negative information they have about him, which is like publicly available stuff, like, oh, your parents were already rich. You didn't start Tesla. There were a couple other guys that started it, and you bought the company from them. You know, it's like publicly known stuff. I don't know about widely known, but known. And they don't really say that they have a trove of emails that show him to be into some weird stuff, like throwing Gene on the milking table kind of stuff.
That's not weird.
But so they kind of said everything they were going to say, I think, in the message. But it's still an ominous message, and it has the Guy Fawkes mask dude sitting in front of the camera, and this is what it sounds like.
How do we know it's a really an anonymous person and not
well, it's on their official
fake anonymous person.
Greetings, oh, citizens okay. of the world.
Official YouTube.
This is a message from Anonymous for Elon Musk. For the past several years, you have enjoyed one of the most favorable reputations of anyone in the billionaire class, because you have tapped into the desire that many of us have to live in a world with electric cars and space exploration. But recently your carefully created public image is being exposed, and people are beginning to see you as nothing more than another narcissistic rich dude who is desperate for attention. It appears that your quest to save the world is more rooted in a superiority and savior complex than it is in actual concern for humanity. This has been obvious to your employees for a long time, who have faced intolerable conditions under your command for years. It is also obvious to the young children working in your overseas lithium mines, which are destroying the local environment as well. You have been open about your willingness to stage coups in order to install dictators in places where your toxic products are being mined. You have even prematurely crowned yourself Emperor of Mars, a place where you will be sending people to die. Your fanboys overlook these issues because they are focused on the potential good that your projects can bring to the world, but you are not the only show in town, and your competition is growing more intense with each passing day. There are plenty of other companies working on space exploration and
Cuss word there. You said it once. It's a little creepy sounding, isn't it?
In fact,
it's not very well written.
People are now learning that the vast majority of Tesla's income doesn't actually come from selling cars. It comes from government subsidies, selling carbon tax credits for your innovation with clean energy. This technically isn't your innovation, though.
See, Tesla's like, people already knew that. That they get lots of money from selling tax credits and stuff? I mean,
the energy use argument about proof-of-work mining is a very nuanced conversation that requires a fairly complex understanding of how power...
It's always a tune-out to me when I hear the term nuanced conversation.
...its work, and how excess energy is wasted by power companies.
Not that I'm crossing Anonymous or anything.
No,
I think it's great.
Anonymous can suck it.
Dave is the one who says it's not well-written. Dave, the copywriter... It's taking on Anonymous.
Crypto miners. This is a conversation that you have been having for over a year and were intimately aware of. But as soon as your main source of income was threatened, you pretended to be clueless.
Like the urgent music behind it?
Uh-huh.
Building. It's building.
You will never understand because you were born into the stolen wealth of a South African apartheid emerald mine and have no clue what struggle is like for most of the working people in the world. Of course, they took the risk upon themselves when they invested, and everyone knows to be prepared for volatility in crypto, but your tweets this week show a clear disregard for the average working person. As hard-working people have their dreams liquidated over your public temper tantrums, you continue to mock them with memes from one of your million-dollar mansions. You may think you are the smartest person in the room, but now you have met your match. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. Expect us.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
Aren't they like a high-tech hacker
They're going to throw them on the milking
group?
Table?
Yeah. High-tech hacker well, who, group.
And they use the same voice changer since 1976 or something like that?
Hey, Blake obviously feeling empowered enough by a producer gig to now take on Anonymous.
I mean, at least change it up or something. You have the technology.
So in the video, is the guy in the Guy Fawkes mask... Is he moving his head like he's saying the computer generated voice?
Yeah, kind of.
Just kind of creepy, like tilting his head at the camera.
He's tilting his head at the camera, but he also looks like he's reading a teleprompter. He's moving his head, you know, from his left to right as if he's reading a teleprompter. But it's clearly like they dubbed in the audio later, or he's not saying it. I don't think it's his voice they're changing.
It's so silly.
It's scary,
you mean it's so impressive, and we all wanted to make sure we got the message out there.
Because of their computer powers.
They have so many many computer powers.
Vague.
You have recently moved into a crappy new apartment.
Speaking of, I'm pissed at you, Mike.
I guarantee you're not actually pissed at me. I don't have any idea what this is. I'm looking forward to it, but I
Get a message from you. I get a text from you when I'm asking you, hey, Mike, y'all excited about the show? We're going to have lots of fun tonight. Hey, man, I look forward to spending time with you on the air tonight. I sent you that text, and I hear back from you. Yeah, I ought to be able to make it to the show somewhere around on time. You know, I've got to go to another party. I'm heading to Julie's party.
Yes.
And you went to Julie's party and then came to be on the air with me. But one thing that you didn't do is invite me to be your plus one at Julie's party.
I had a long day. I was on Joe Lecce's boat all day, 42-foot Chris Craft on the lake. And
hate you.
Oh, my God, the women. Trust me.
Why didn't you tell me that Julie was having a party?
I'm supposed to relay that Julie is having a birthday party.
Yes, okay. When we're basically best friends and you probably needed someone to go with you.
The last time I invited you somewhere, Gordon, should we recap that?
What was that?
Well, you know who the concert was, but it was a concert. I was excited, and I wanted you to come. I thought you'd enjoy it.
Father Don Misty?
Yes, it was Father Don Misty. We worked hard for like a month leading up to it, and we purchased a suite. And we had X amount of tickets, and they were all just, there was a war who could get their hands on a ticket. And I said, you know what? I have mine, but I have one extra one. I need it. I need it. I want Gordon to be there.
I went to the wrong Father John Misty concert that night. That's why I
can scroll back my text and find out what it was. It was about 2 hours before the show, and it was a.
You went to the Father John Menzies concert.
Yeah, Father John Menzies. It was a thing on menstruation. It was a Catholic course on understanding your body.
Right, about tampons.
And you bailed impossibly hard with a couple hours beforehand, so I've been gun-shy on the Gordon invite since that day.
You should have invited me to Julie's party tonight. I'm mad at you for this.
Well, it was fun. I left at about 9:30. There were some ticket luminaries there. And
what ticket luminaries? I don't qualify as a ticket luminary.
Yes, you do meet that requirement, but the Hardline's own Corby Davidson was there.
See, this just
David
hurts
Mino
my heart.
Was there. Donovan
I love
Lewis.
Hanging out with Mino.
Come do something with us one time, Gordon, please.
I want to go to Julie's
party. We can stop the show right now, and we can meet at the place. They're all still there.
Blake, I understand Julie's Anonymous has just released another message.
Yeah, we've got it.
Play it. I don't hear the music. Oh.
It's fading in. Greetings, citizens of the world. This is a message from Anonymous. For Mike Suroy, for the past several years you have enjoyed one of the most favorable reputations of anyone in the Tier 4 class, because you have tapped into the desire that many of us have to live in a world in which we are 45 but still party like we did when we were 26. But recently your carefully created public image is being exposed and people are beginning to see you as nothing more than another narcissistic, known backstabber who is desperate for keeping Gordon Keith out of Julie Dobbs parties. It appears that your quest to save the world from Gordon enjoying some seven-layer dip and Keystone Light is more rooted in a superiority complex than it is an actual concern for friends of Julie. Your fanboys overlook these issues because they are focused on the potential good that you're taking over the microphone 5 minutes after Norm is lowered into the ground might bring to the world.
Lord.
But you are not the only show in town, and your competition is growing more intense with each passing day. There are plenty of other Tier 4 guys working on placing obstacles in front of Norm's cane safe path to the broadcast studio or releasing old culturally out-of-date recordings of Norm using extremely un-woke language about minorities and women who use too much teeth to hasten his demise. You are just the only good time Charlie who has gained a cult following through shift posting,
shift
Twitch streaming, and elaborate Florida-based powerboat rides, as hardworking AM Mac monkeys have their Julie Dobbs party dreams liquidated over your non-garden inviting public displays. You continue to mock those who just want to hang out with you and draw on people's faces who are passed out on Julie's floor. You may think you are the smartest person in the funhouse, but now you have met your match, sea cow. We are anonymous. We are Legion. Expect us.
Oh my goodness. Already they came out with another message. They're on top of it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
What a journey there. That I did.
Uh-huh. They didn't come after me.
Huh, interesting. I wonder if during break they'll come out with another message that they'll hastily type up.
I hope
so. They'll copy and paste from the Elon one and then just alter just a few details.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I did not expect
They know their stuff, though, Mike. I mean, they even referenced the elaborate Florida-based powerboat ride.
Yes, I heard that. It was very, almost as if it was recorded within the last 10 minutes somehow. This frightening... Yeah,
a lot of current information.
About Julie's party that is literally going on right now.
It's still going on right now. They haven't even turned off the light on that party, and Anonymous is already on top of it. Meanwhile, the last video they released before the Elon Musk one was 8 months ago. And now they've come out with one in just a couple hours.
Yeah, they're churning and burning now.
Yeah. Yeah, they finally got a work ethic.
Wow.
So they're doing it.
And they're mad at me for not inviting... It's odd that they're... I mean, Elon Musk seems to make sense, but then they're mad at me for not inviting a hardworking morning yuck
AM
monkey.
Yuck monkey to Julie Dobbs' party that's still going
Julie's
on.
Julie's bash, her karaoke bash.
They're pissed.
Oh,
they're pissed.
Lesson
right.
learned. Jeez.
Well, thank you, Anonymous, for supporting me. See, now you know why I don't try to cross them, because they do.
Yeah.
They work
is smart.
For me. They do things for me. All right. Dave, did you get... Now, I've shared my problem with Mike, and I think we've put it to bed. But Dave, did you get any odd requests today on Facebook?
Yeah, I accepted it without thinking that maybe it was a Trojan horse. But yes, it seems that one Gordon Keith is back on the Soch.
So this... Facebook. That is the biggest time waste I think I've ever experienced. Maybe TikTok is. I may be able
TikTok?
To. What's that?
Are you on TikTok?
I don't like make videos, but I've been on TikTok and it has the endless scroll and they're all short and this looks interesting and that looks interesting. So, you know, it's
What's
a time
name?
Suck.
So
Horny boy 48.
Milk under
you,
the
you
table.
Don't, you, the first, do the little, the first
under table Gordo
routines.
56.
First 47 were taken.
Milkman.
Yeah. You don't do the little dance and then you snap and you're naked with the milkers attached.
Hey, if you put a breast pump thing down on your man stuff, does it work the same?
No.
Absolutely.
We'll get two very different answers there, but both very authoritative. Huh. I don't know what to think. Dave, you want to be a tiebreaker on that one?
No. I mean, seems that the nozzle wouldn't fit, but you never know.
But if you get like a zip tie, if you get a zip tie, anything with a pump works.
A zip tie?
Yeah. You got to seal it.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to get a tight seal.
Yeah.
Neither of you guys had to do the, like a fertility test where you have to give a sample?
No, for me, Dave.
No, I don't think I've ever had to ejaculate into a cup.
Had to?
I've been asked to, but I haven't had to.
Volunteered to, asked to,
right, yeah.
But never required to.
Yeah, in an official capacity.
I haven't either, but I was recently talking to someone who had... I swear to you, I'm not
Jake.
Just, Jake Kemp. No. Did Jake do it?
Yeah, he did it last Saturday.
At
like,
8
he had an appointment at 7 a.m. Yeah, 8 a.m.
What, did he do the vasectomy or something and have to see if he still has some?
No, he's trying to have
a
kid.
There was like
Gordon.
A little, there was like a leather seat.
Indeed.
Like,
yeah, I was trying to see who's at fault.
Nope, just trying to have a kid. Going through a tough time.
Way to go, Dave.
Okay, Blake.
Way to go.
I thought for fertility.
Just because in Dave's world, unwanted
blame.
Pregnancies, you know, result in him. He thinks that it's just really easy for people to have kids.
Yeah, you create an orphan anytime you want.
No.
Wasn't that your birth name? Unwanted child?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on my toe tag.
Oopsie Daisy Dave.
Oh.
We love you. You're in our family, Dave.
You are.
Forever.
I'm not on Julie's family, obviously.
No, yeah. You guys aren't on Julie's family. Yeah, yeah. I mean, not like, when I say family,
well,
I don't
Julie
mean
hate
list
me and Dave.
Of acceptable attendees
me too.
To her birthday party.
I sit
party.
Next to her for 3 hours.
Oh, she didn't invite you either?
Blake didn't get invited?
No, dude, she invited the guy that
torching
sits...
torching Blake when I walked in there.
Okay.
Like,
well, you don't have to
court.
Add that detail. Come on.
No. Annihilation, Blake. Too much.
That's why you left.
But in a funny way.
That's not why he left.
What were we talking about?
He probably stayed an extra 5 minutes trying to get in his few shots at you before he had to run out
like,
the door.
I gotta go. I gotta go. Hold on. Just give me the mic. Give me the mic.
He's taking notes in his notes app.
I got three things. Three things.
He set up a mic for people to slam Blake.
Poetry Blake slam. And just a line of people tapping their leg, waiting to get up there. Like,
yeah, yeah. Can barely pay attention to your ragging on him because they have so much.
Oh, that was good. Yeah. They don't, that was really good.
They don't realize fake Blake has been done 56 times before they step up.
Yeah, they all got to do their own version of Camp Fan. Camp Fan. Camp Fan. I say it 500 times a day. So... the reason I bring up Facebook is because I sent Dave a request today, a friend request. Well, how are we not friends already?
I don't
know. On Facebook.
I don't know. I didn't even know you still had a profile.
Thanks, Dave.
Do you have your actual profile, Gordon?
Like, I think I probably sent a request to Gordon 10 years ago, and it's
that is probably
true. Still in his inbox.
I had whatever's the maximum number of requests before they stop showing you them, like 6,000 or something like that. I don't know if it's that high, but it's something that's crazy.
He's popular. That's what he's trying to tell us.
So popular.
Then
so
do you
popular.
Just do the mass acceptance where you just one day get on there and like accept you just.
I post once everything. A year, and it's just like posting an old column or something. I don't engage in it and document
he's
my life.
The Dallas Morning News. That's what he's trying to tell us.
Yeah.
We're building toward that.
Ask me what kind of articles I'm posting. Ask me.
Types.
Go ahead. Ask
wait,
me.
Dave, you said he used to work for the Dallas Morning News.
Yeah, what types
stuff?
Of articles?
Yeah,
wait,
it's stuff
right
I wrote for.
Because I haven't had a chance to look at your
stuff
profile yet.
Like what
news.
Kind?
Yeah, we are friends on Facebook. What do they look like?
What, articles in the Dallas Morning News?
Yeah.
Are they
you
behind
can actually
the paywall?
See them in the paper.
I don't want to read those.
What's that?
So I get on there, and I decide I send Dave a request. I sent your Mrs. a request. And,
yeah, she told me.
And I think I sent hers first. I ran across hers because it may have had something to do with her dad or something like this. And so I was like, I'm not friends with her. I'll be friends with her. I'll send her a request. So I sent her a request, and then I was like, let's see what's on Dave's page. And I click over to Dave's page, and I see that he and I aren't even friends. So then I added you, Dave, since you're a
thank you. I feel like my life's complete now.
Well, I feel bad because you're one of the guys I've known the longest at the station. You and I have worked together.
I mean,
together.
Here I am on Funhouse, and
Funhouse.
I'm your Facebook friend.
So here's
what
a weird
great
thing.
Day. Wow.
About Facebook. You guys aren't big. Are you big Facebook guys or no?
No.
Never. But I just logged on right now for the first time from this computer. And I Google or I search Gordon Keith, and my only option is to cancel request, which I assume is the friend request that I sent you. God
does,
knows when.
Does it have a date when you sent it?
It doesn't have an expiring date, no. Cancel request is is my option. Oh, dude, I will try to find it.
What is your platform of choice?
So I'm Twitter. That's the main one I do, but...
Same here.
But I think that... What are most people using these days? I guess it's depending on age.
Yeah.
I think Twitter is not cool.
Yeah, I think Twitter's...
Well, it's Instagram and TikTok, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And Twitter is seen as... Well, it's popular in some segments. Like, I think people in the media like Twitter a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and even like if you watch like an NFL game, they'll have like their Twitter handle on there. So it's working somewhere. But dude, anyone under 25, I guess, that you run into is just doesn't have a Twitter or zero interest in it.
One weird thing is like going through and seeing a few people that died that I know.
Oh, like
I go to an, you know, hey, I want to see what this old friend is doing. And it says remembering above their name.
Oops.
It's pretty sad when someone dies and then someone gets a hold of their account and announces that they've passed, like, on their official account.
Yes.
Like, we're all sorry to say.
So when they get switched to remembering accounts, does that mean that a family member has gone through that account and had access to it and requested that Facebook turns it into a legacy account? Because then that means that family member is like plowing through the person's, you know, messages and
their DMs.
Yes, and all kind of seedy stuff in there.
Slam it in the door. Slam me in the door.
What?
I mean, whatever weird stuff they might be into is my point.
I don't know if I've ever heard of that fetish. So what is this now, Mike? I was saying what you were saying.
You've been with a girl
and you've asked her if you could slam her head in the door?
No, that's not friendly at all. You're in this hypothetical. You're asking them to slam you in the door.
Oh, your lower head, lower
part. Yes, to just slam the door on it. That's what you were saying. I was just filling in the blank.
Okay. Right, and that's what you're reading in your grandfather's DMs.
Okay, someone passes and someone takes over their Facebook account, and then you start reading all their intimate DMs, and you might run into something. It might not be quite so much as slamming something into a door. I acknowledge that now.
Right.
But you can read all their, like...
But if you found out that your granddad was into pegging, would that taint your... Well, I don't want to use that word.
Like, it's one of his interests that you see?
Yeah, down there it says...
Like, he clicked the box. Like
he's in the DFW pegging group?
Yes. Yes.
DFW.
Greater DFW Pegging Association.
214 area code.
He posts some listings
specific.
On there.
Oh, my gosh. Do they have, like, pegging conventions? Where people get together and look at the latest technology in pegging and...
Blake?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm Blake's sure into do. It.
I mean, there's a convention for everything. There's got to be pegging con.
Well, no kink shaming. If Blake's into it, then you're into it.
Let's let Blake have the things he likes.
Let's give him the forum. Tell us what's so great about pegging, Blake.
I don't know. It's just something I saw my grandpa was into, so...
He taught you, like how some grandpas teach their grandsons to hunt.
A lot of things are passed
down. Your grandpa taught you how to peg.
Yeah. I learned chess from my grandfather.
Well,
but Blake,
to each his own.
The ultimate checkmate, I suppose.
That's what they call pegging in Blake's family. The ultimate checkmate. I don't know. I just, would you try it?
Okay,
or have you
No. The conversation, as we steer slightly back, 10 degrees to the left, like Dave's old car when you hit the brakes or whatever, is that when people pass and then people do, if they want, take over their social media accounts, there probably is some moments. You know, it's like if someone passed back in the day and you clean out their house and there's some old, like, 8mm film of some porno, and it's like, oh, my gosh, hey. But nowadays, with social media, who knows what you may find as you acquire the passwords and either close out their accounts or respectfully, you know, like, remember them with one final post.
Blake, at your granddad's funeral, did they have him in an action pose? Like up there at the front of the chapel?
He was actually laying upside down, yeah, in the coffin.
A milking coffin?
That's an idea.
Did they have one suction cup to the top of the coffin?
Should we dump this? We just made a lot of money.
Did we?
Blake's dad, face down in his coffin, with his tux pants pulled down with a Louisville Slugger sticking out of it.
Everybody goes up and taps the Louisville Slugger.
One,
everybody gets one hit with the rubber mallet.
One pull. Move on.
And then they drive it all the way in.
Yeah, drive it all the way in, and that's when they know when they close the casket.
Yeah, once it's far enough in that you can close the casket, that's when we're done.
Oh, gosh. It's an old tradition. Close.
Couple more.
One more good whack.
Nice and square.
Oh.
Square up. Get a good base.
God.
It's more lower body than you think. You got to use your lower body.
Coming up, urinals. Next.
Rebuilding.
Hell yes, the gang's all here. Gordon Keith, Mike Soroy, Dave Lane, and Blake. Just Blake. We just go by just Blake. Although I think I did tease that you were playing Baby Jack tonight. Or some kind of name. I don't know what that means. It was just the first thing that came to my mind when I was tweeting. So, I see you as our son.
Baby Jack.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Who learned from Grandpappy Peg.
That's what we called him.
Mm-hmm.
Pappy Peg.
So, let's talk urinals. News story. A couple of university graduates of the University of Bristol, these two women created the female urinal. And they did it because they would go to music festivals and have to wait in long lines. And I didn't know this. According to this, they say that women have to line up. The lines for women's restroom are 34 times longer than men.
I believe it.
And that once they get to the front of the line, up to 80% of women end up squatting over the toilet seat to avoid bacteria. So they don't even fully sit down. They just put a heel on each handicap bar and bomb from 10 feet.
So what, they dug a trench? What did they do?
No, it's a weird deal. They made like this pizza-shaped merry-go-round of urinals, of female urinals.
So they just all face each other and they gossip?
No, they're all facing outward. Yeah, it's like a pizza, but they're sitting, you know, they're backing in to their little pizza-shaped wedge.
And there's no privacy.
Yeah, there's no real door. I mean, I guess there's little walls.
Did you ever experience the public male urinal in Europe, Gordon?
Oh, the squat toilet that they have where it's just in the floor?
No.
Oh, I had that.
I saw these in France.
Because I get the squat toilet in every apartment I move into. I insist they put one in.
No, like out on a public street. It's like a giant trash can with a glory hole, and you just insert and do your business. And
there's no walls
in there. No, you're just standing there in the middle of the street.
No, that's I don't want any part of that. I'll just sneak into a confessional booth or something like that and go in there.
Pop a squat.
So, but this female urinal, does it have any privacy screens, or is it just a pinwheel of fun?
Hold on a second. I think it's pinwheel of fun, but let me...
That's the company that makes them.
Okay, I'm going to tweet out...
I don't know if you'll find it by searching up, but that's...
The article.
The parent company. I think I see it.
Pinwheel of fun?
I use different words, but I found it. I actually
female. How do you spell female?
Pizza urinal.
Female pizza urinal.
Shockingly, that will work.
Okay. So I'm tweeting this out for P1 so they can see the design of it. Okay, so they have a little bit of privacy. Yeah, they have privacy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
When you're looking
you
at the picture?
You ever been with a girl who just smokes you in the bathroom?
What does that mean?
Well, like if you're at a concert and you're like, oh, let's go to the bathroom. No, not, no.
Ugh.
And you both go into your respective bathrooms at the same time, and you're like, all right, I'm going to go quick, okay. And I go quick and wash my hands. And the next thing you know, she's standing out there looking at her this. Phone.
Is a plumpkin... Is that a woman performing an act of admiration on a guy who is growing a tail?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. No one has ever done that.
Dude, no one's ever done any of these things that there's a stupid name for.
This pizza urinal looks like a McDonald's play place.
Yeah.
Well, they did go with some interesting colors.
I'm sure, yeah. It smells the same.
The primary colors. Yeah, it smells like the ball pit.
What kind of ball pit? But I don't see how it... So it's just basically they straddle it, right?
Well, I think they do the hover. They do the squat like you're talking about. It's just built for it.
Oh, okay.
Like it's not as low, so they don't have to squat as low. They don't have to fire their glutes quite as much.
Mm-hmm.
Like in 100,000 years, will evolution take care of that, where they can just kind of go more forward with it?
So
like they grow up
in 100,000 years, we'll grow penises.
Not grow, no. But it's just it's something angles up. It just ticks up 10 degrees, 10 degrees.
You're wanting the urethra to change its
just sort of
design.
Lean up, yeah.
You want it to like forward. Grow towards the sun, like a plant.
Perhaps. Will it?
I mean, I guess it's possible.
I don't want it, but my question is, will it?
Would women? Maybe we'll throw open the phones here. Would the P1 females like their urethras to grow towards the sun like a plant?
Yes. Chase the sunlight.
888-787-1310.
In order to pee...
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, I'm not going to use that kind of vulgar language. In order to relieve themselves of their...
The bladder.
To make it easier.
Liquid gold.
I think evolution tends to make things easier for all of us. It just takes a long time.
I don't know. I don't think that's true.
What's not?
What has evolution made easier for you?
Well, I don't even understand the question.
Thumb?
Like, literally everything.
Well, but I'm saying, like, don't you think that most of the things that evolution has solved for the human being has already been solved?
Well,
like, what are we going to
say
evolve?
That because we're in this like incredible period where you can't even like mark the time because it's so because it's so fast. Like, you don't know where you are in the grand scale of evolution. We're just
okay. Well, there's
right
one
now,
for
this
you.
Is how things are.
Periods, like that's an inconvenience for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But there's
no one on the planet
medical
except for vampires.
Medical science. Medical science will solve the period.
But I think Soroy's saying that he thinks evolution, that's evolution's job. Like, science doesn't need to be doing the emotional labor for evolution.
Well,
that God needs to eliminate the period.
I think God, with his wand, will take care of everything eventually and make it continue to make it easier and better.
He will point the urethra up.
That's
25 degrees.
Yes. 10 plus degrees.
So if God gets one use of his magic wand that Jesus gave him at the beginning of time, he's going to use it on female urethras?
Best Father's Day gift ever, Jesus.
Why would he waste it on the female urethra when he could use it for cancer? He could wave his magic
I've
wand and give everybody cancer.
Harry Potter
he may
wand.
Work on that too. He may work on that too, but he can spin a lot of plates.
Not God with one wave of the wand.
Who gave God a wand? That's not
Jesus, on Father's Day. Didn't you hear Dave? He just reported it. He's committed to journalism. He rolled the Montero to bring us this story.
He rolled the Montero like Evel Knievel.
He has to do it for every assignment.
I'm like, I asked him in the break when we were off air, I'm like, were you airborne all four off the floor at any point? He's like, I don't know. I think so, but it was a bit of a blur.
Happened so fast, man.
You weren't impaired, though, were you?
No, it was the middle of the afternoon.
Well,
I was living at my parents' house at the time. I was driving from Bedford.
You can be drunk driving from Bedford. As a matter of fact, I would say most of the trips from Bedford.
No, most of the trips
are impaired people.
Can I tell you a quick urinal story?
Is that a drop, or did you just really say that?
I really just said that. But you're going to have to, like, give me, I don't know, like 2.5 minutes of wiggle room.
Okay.
It does pair well with the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. So, and there's some stereotypes that you can laugh at, but I was at a fish show at the Gorge, which is in Washington State, a beautiful venue. You guys have ever been? Probably not, huh?
To a fish concert or to Washington State?
Washington State.
Neither. Well, no, I have been to a fish concert, but not Washington State.
And I have been to neither. Neither.
Side note, neither. I went to, speaking of Washington State, I was at a Seahawks game. It was against the Bengals, and there was a dude who walked by. He was like 80 years old, the huge beard, and he was a Bengals fan, and he was wearing like an old sweater jersey that said Keith 69. And I tried to get my phone and chase him down, and I couldn't get a picture of it. But every time, Gordon, you do anything, I think of that man and that jersey I could have gotten you. That wasn't the story.
Here's the but story. Is that part of your 2 minutes, though?
Yes, you can include. All right, here you go. Speed round. Two
Does
minutes.
This get deducted Urinal from story. Your 2 minutes?
Okay, that understandable.
It's like
understandable.
A debate.
Understandable. I was at a fish show at the Gorge, right? And there's this like bank of urinals, no, porta potties, right? And there's this huge bank of porta potties. You have to walk down. There's people everywhere. Like it's chaos. So I walked all the way through the people. It was like shaped like a bulb, like a light bulb almost. So you walk through that main vein that was like crowded. And I got to the middle area and I found a urinal. I'm like, you know what? This is the one I'm going to wait for. I'm going to wait for this urinal. There's nobody in line. And I waited. I stood there waiting. And everyone left and right, they're going in and out of these urinals. I'm like, did I pick a bad urinal? What's happening? What's going on in this urinal? I check the door, still locked, there's somebody in there. And then finally, after probably 5 or 7 minutes, the door flies open, and this is a fish show. So there's this girl, and she happened to be a plus-sized young lady, and she was like wearing tie-dye stuff and just disheveled and looking like a disaster. And the door flings open, and she looks right in my eyes, like a foot away, and she goes, I got problems. So I go...
Meaning bathroom problems.
I have no idea. That's why she was stuck in the porta potty. So I walk into the porta potty after she left, and I start laughing harder than I've ever laughed in my life at that visual that I just had. I was crying laughing. I couldn't even like unzip my pants to use the urinal because I was laughing so hard at this disheveled woman who just screamed, I have problems in my face. And I start laughing. I was laughing so hard, crying laughing, that I got a nosebleed somehow. I don't even know how. Then my nose...
It's impossible. How could that just happen?
My nose is bleeding. I'm trying to go to the bathroom, and I'm cry laughing hard as I can, and I realize I've been here for like 4 or 5 minutes. There's knocks on the door. There's trying to pull the door, and I'm just laughing and bleeding and peeing at the same time, and I finally like just get myself together and like wipe up the blood off my face. Imagine how that looks. Who's ever laughed so hard that they bled out of their nose? And I go to the bathroom. I get it all together. I do the best that I can. And I open the door and I see someone who's just disappointed that they've been waiting for 10 minutes. And they look me right in the eye. And I look at them and I say, I've got problems.
So you paid it forward.
And I walk back into the fish show.
And to this day, people are still going into that urinal. It's been a continuous apostolic succession of various people going in there and laughing and bleeding.
I don't know.
Did the woman's problems result in any stench or cloud as you walked in there?
It's a urinal at a fish show.
Well, she's not using a urinal. She's using, there's a toilet in there too, right?
A porta potty, whatever. So I couldn't decipher her problems versus the thousand problems of people before her that may have had.
The Mount Everest of problems that's laying in the deep.
But I may have just caused a succession of problems that led to laughter and blood.
It seemed like, Dave, didn't you have some story of something weird happening in a porta potty?
No, can't say that I remember a porta potty story.
I thought that, like, a St. Patrick's Day parade or something, you did something Grexual with a woman in a porta potty, and
no, that never happened.
You were having problems because of the whiskey and because of the pitcher's mound that you're looking down into that's floating in the blue sea.
It was not me. Maybe that was Corby.
Yes. For some reason, I think it's you. I still think it's you, even though
going back to Mike's urinating and nosebleed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What's the best possible combination of two concurrent bodily functions?
Okay.
I think that it's, well, one of them we know, right?
Right.
It's like we know it's going to be
the
diarrhea.
Yeah.
And the other diarrhea.
Oh, I thought you meant crying and shooting.
Yeah. Okay. So we know that one of them is going to be the apex.
That's
the field
free
good.
Pass. The bottom. Yes. The middle square.
That's built
free,
in. That's all time QB. The second one, I think, is going to be like sneezing. If you could combine those two things, I think it would be really enjoyable.
Yeah, you might reach another plane of consciousness if you do that.
Yeah, but that's happened plenty, right?
You think?
I've never experienced that.
Have you ever apexed and had air bathroom at the same time?
Oh, my gosh.
Sneezing is oddly pleasurable.
I want to go back to what Dave said. You've had that happen, Dave?
Once, yes.
That while you were... while you were filling the cup.
Yes.
While you were volunteering.
The apex was at such an apex that
that you lost control of your...
It caused other things to happen.
Your rear air chamber?
Yeah, it emptied the chamber.
There's sort of a free pass in those moments, though, right?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that...
No, there's weird noises that happen.
During that?
There's no judge. Yes, during...
Starts with a Q.
That one, yeah. But I think it's like if that's happening, there's going to be some noises that you don't need to explain yourself for.
I want to hear more about the Q.
Q-ing on.
Yeah.
Dave?
I did, you know, when I was a
What's
kid...
What's the etiquette when the Q visits town?
You'd pretend it didn't happen.
You just
plow through it, so to speak.
See, I think that you should acknowledge and have a long discussion about it.
Talk about your feelings.
Break down. Why did it happen? Why?
When I was, this has nothing to do with Q, but when I was a kid, there was we had a dining room in my childhood home that had a ton of windows. In the afternoon sun, you could see all the dust that was floating in the air. And I used to walk through there with my mouth open, hoping to sneeze. Because, to Mike's point, sneezing is kind of pleasurable.
To Mike's point, I brought that point up.
Oh, to your point.
No. Why are you always giving Mike
credit? Did you ever try to sneeze on purpose?
Guy. I'm the sneeze guy.
No. No, but my same friend who had the Plymouth Velari that he had to violently correct for every time he came to a stop, he had that dealed where as soon as he hit sunlight, he would sneeze. So every time we'd walk out of a bar, walk out of a gig, if we were playing someplace, or I guess it would be during the day, I mean, he was always sneezing as soon as he would hit sunlight. You ever known someone who did that?
Not the sunlight.
There's a name for it, too, and I forget what it is. But
really?
Some people have that reaction to sunlight, is that it makes them want to sneeze.
That is,
do you sneeze?
That
is,
so every time sneeze? We were making love, I would hit him with a Q-beam right at the moment. So he could experience the dual pleasure.
You'd yank the blinds?
Yes. I would ride the cord of the blinds down.
Dude, here it is. Photic sneeze reflex.
Told ya.
Sun, also known as sun sneezing.
Does it have a pro and con table on that page of the
I'll
sneeze combined with the organism and then Davies?
No. Q.
Back Q. Backyard Q that he had.
Bottom Q.
His bottom Q.
Bottom Q, Dave Lane. No.
Oh, God. Somebody just tweeted a photo of a girl fishing her iPhone out of a porta potty.
Oh, God.
Lord have mercy. That's a total law. That's when you just do the Mike Soror thing and just over-insure the iPhone.
Yeah, burn it.
And then let it stay down in the porta potty and get like three times the payout. Corby did that, didn't he? Didn't Corby tell a story about how he was sitting on a toilet and surfing on his phone and accidentally drop it in there?
Did he? I don't know.
Have y'all ever done that?
I thought he talked about it on the rant once. That he had to dislodge it. There was suction. You know, it was like, you know, when you get a half your leg stuck in a mud pit. And there's so much suction you can't get your leg out. That's what
was in an airplane. Why was there suction?
Like
was
you
there a milking table?
No. You ever seen like a horse get stuck in a mud pit, and you can't get them out because their legs the suction of the mud. So when you pull, the suction of the mud gets stronger.
It's
that's
like
what Corby had with his iPhone. Except he had created the earthen conditions.
The mud, as it were.
Yes. He said he had had an iffy meal the night before. All right. What were we talking about?
Female urinals.
So I think that women would be on board with this. I don't know women like you guys do, but...
We have one waiting.
Oh, we have a woman who wants to talk about pizza urinal?
Jess wants to weigh
in. Oh, this is Jess. Y'all remember Jess from last time?
Oh, indeed.
Was she the one with the old husband?
Yeah, she had the old husband, and also there were some... I saw a lot of you online. We'll just leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that. We're fine.
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Hi.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. I wouldn't send the links to your parents, but, you know.
That was about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want your dad to see what you would hover over a pizza urinal.
Well, my dad's dead.
Way to go, Gordon.
That's a bear trap.
I feel nothing.
My deep apologies.
I have an HSO about having a bigger urethra.
Okay.
No, different angle.
I think.
How did your father pass? Hold on, we're still trying to do some sensitive talk here. How did your father pass?
Self-inflicted.
Stop it, Gordon.
It's okay, man.
Gordon?
I'm so terribly sorry to hear that.
That's, both ankles squarely in bear traps.
What's that?
I don't think this party could have gotten sadder.
That's what I said to you last time, wasn't it?
Yes.
When I found out that you had been divorced twice and you had two kids that were the age of a fetus, and yet you were already on to somebody else.
Yeah, man.
So, your father at least passed away before you put your pizza urinal pictures online, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. No, but what you were saying, would a woman want a bigger urethra? I have to say, I would think that most women would say no, because we don't want anything else growing down there, because men already have trouble finding the good spot. So we don't want anything bigger distracting us.
Yeah, if a...
Right. Yeah, but what if when you had to go to the ladies' room, it was just more forward by like 10 degrees?
No, that would be helpful for sure.
See, okay. Mike, you sound like you've thought this before.
He's very stuck on the 10 degrees, like he's gotten out a protractor.
Yeah.
10 plus degrees, but...
You're working the angles of it. And...
Yeah. I'm trying to help our lady P1.
Did you hear what Davey did during Grex one time?
The porta potty thing?
No.
He had gas?
Yeah.
Yeah. Air biscuit.
When he was firing from both ends.
Now, didn't Corby have a story about a girl that he had relations with in the back seat of a car?
What?
And that she left a skid mark on the seat.
Jeez, man.
That happens.
We're supposed to be talking about like current events and politically important stuff on this show.
And... Yeah, you guys are where I get all my news from.
Why are you listening to us on a Saturday night, Jess, and not being out having fun, abandoning those kids of yours?
Yeah, I told you my boyfriend's old. That's what we do.
Does your ex-husband have permanent custody, or do you at least get to see your kids every once in a while?
No, I actually had protection orders against him. We're good now.
Oh, my God.
Strike two, Gordo.
That's strike three.
Sorry, Jess.
It's okay, Blake. I love you.
Has Blake seen your pictures online?
I haven't sent them to him, but I do have a new account I can send you.
DMs are open.
I'll send you my new account.
Okay.
The other P1s that listened last time, they're big fans of my inbox.
Send
them to Blake via @MikeSoroy.
Is this like an OnlyFans? Okay. What are we talking about?
No, it's free. I just like to spread joy.
Yeah. Who convinced you to do this for the first time?
Well, actually, I started doing it years ago. But then I learned Reddit, and it's very easy to just post there. And no, I don't do it for money. I like to, you know, make people happy. It's just one way to spread positivity.
Raise your self-esteem.
Wait, Reddit, I mean, NSFW?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess Mike hasn't seen your picture.
Is that your favorite channel?
I've never heard
so
of it.
So did you, I guess, I just assumed that you had shared your username with the other guys, too.
No, just you, Gordo.
Oh.
I haven't, but I'll send it.
Maybe it's still pending, like my Facebook friend request with Gordon. 7 years
so
later.
I'm getting around to it. I told, if Mike Soroy posts on NSFW on Reddit, then I'll approve his friend request.
Hey, send me that link too.
Yeah, so I didn't know exactly what I was going to see. You just said, hey, do a search for this.
Yes.
And that's me.
I couldn't believe you emailed me back.
What's that?
I couldn't believe you emailed me back. I actually, like, because I was listening to you, and then I got an email. I actually, like, jumped while I was getting ready for work. I jumped my bathroom. I was so excited.
And I said...
We need to take a look at Gordon's DMs.
Yeah, after I die. After my Facebook page goes to remembering Gordon Keith.
Yeah, please just throw my phone in a river.
You can just throw it in the Corby's porta-potty.
No,
like watch his foot.
It's like a smartphone quicksand pit.
Depending on what you ate, I don't know how quick it'd be.
Oh gosh. How old are your kids again?
I have a 4 and a 2-year-old.
Aren't you worried that in 10 years They're going to go on Reddit and see the thing that they crawled out of?
Well, what I hope is that in like 18 years, their super hot friends see it and want to hang out.
Oh, Lord. Hell yes.
Oh, you're going to be one of those moms.
I mean, that's a dream, right?
Full support.
So if a guy says that...
No, she's badass. You kidding? That's thinking ahead.
That's predatory.
That's thinking ahead.
Thank you.
Yes.
When someone says that's predatory, don't say thank you. Blake, do you have any questions for a woman? Yeah. I know that you don't have much experience.
You've entered the Blake zone. Here he goes. Blake zone.
Like that. I have a question. What degree does your urethra shoot up?
What percentage? Well, do you believe in evolution for that 10%?
When you're sounding your urethra,
you ever heard of sounding?
No.
Jess, do you know what sounding is?
I don't, but I'm so intrigued.
Why do I know this and no one else does?
Because you're the great Gordo.
So sounding is when people put, I think I remember this right, you're putting something in the urethra that I want to say is electrified or something and administers an electric shock. And that is an act of love that people commit.
I'm not on board.
Okay, good.
What religion did you grow up?
Zero. My mom grew up in a cult.
Oh, my gosh. This gets weirder and weirder.
Hail Bob?
Dude, I don't even know.
You don't know what the name of the cult was?
Backwoods Tennessee, horrible cult. I don't know.
Like, what did they believe?
I don't know what they believed in. I just know they didn't believe in like any holiday, and like they didn't celebrate birthdays, didn't celebrate Christmas, didn't celebrate Halloween. Just very weird. And my mom has been in denial, and I keep sending her material. And finally, one day, she's like, "Oh my God, I think I was raised in a cult."
And she left it.
I know that now. Well, yeah.
Were your parents still married at the time she left the cult?
My mom got married at 16 to my dad, and they were married until they weren't.
Oh yeah,
she's a widow.
Back to that, Gordon.
Yeah,
indeed. Okay,
yeah, you just reversed back into that bear trap.
Here we are again.
This is better than therapy. I appreciate it.
What is your is your boyfriend in the other room in hospice or?
No,
it's like, where is he right now?
Do you need to go check his bedpan?
Yeah, do you at least go put a hand on his chest, make sure he's still breathing.
No, I just got
hold up a mirror.
Yeah, hold a mirror to his mouth.
I just got done with his feeding tube. He's good.
Oh man.
Oh good. Oh good. We're cool.
No, he's how old is he? He's like 56 or something, and you're 28.
He's 52, and I'm 30, and he's smoking hot.
You ever peg him?
Oh Lord,
I did.
Oh. Whoa.
How was it?
Actually, I was going to tell you that, Blake, because y'all were so interested. I was going to tell you, Blake, if you're looking for a girl to peg, I'm your girl.
Okay. Matchmakers.
So pegging's not cheating?
How would that be cheating?
Isn't that the bumper sticker on Blake's vehicle, begging for pegging?
It's the bumper sticker on mine.
All right.
So you have pegged your boyfriend?
I have. Actually, okay. And don't act like each of you aren't interested.
Well, we're clearly interested enough to talk about it. Whose idea was it? Was it yours? Was it his? How did this come about?
I think it was a mutual thing.
Hmm. There's no way somebody.
There's no way it just comes up
that.
At the same time.
I think we were simply texting. We're like, yeah, that'd be super dope.
Dope.
And we did it.
Pegging never comes up naturally in conversation.
How do you know when you're done?
Pegging?
Yeah.
Is there like a timer on the device?
How do you know when it's over?
No.
When the device completes?
Normally it goes, I think I've had enough. I'm hungry.
See, that's the thing. Pegging always ends with, I don't think I can take anymore. And that's how you know when it's over.
Right. That was fun.
That's I'll like the definition of not pleasurable.
I would
like, is it leather straps or like buckles or is it flip on? How does.
It's not a leather strap. It's kind of. It's not leather. It's like thread. I don't know.
All right. We're going to talk about other things.
Right.
Because there's so much going on in the world.
Have you ever gone mountain climbing?
There's a lot to unpack. Yeah.
It's all calipers.
So, Jess, thank you so much for your time. What did you call in about?
Thank you so much for having me again. I love you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you in a couple weeks.
She's one of our regular callers here on the Funhouse. We've got all of two shows. And she's called in each time. I bet you if you measured how many people were listening right now, there would be like five people. And two of them are Blake and who's doing our board right now? Is it EA?
It is EA.
And at Ticket Radio, the unofficial Ticket Twitter account.
They're listening too?
Yeah, he's basically doing quotable musers for Gordon's Funhouse.
Yeah. Remember, this is just a test pattern of a show that we're running right now. So none of this can stick to us. We've got a fair catch on all this very dicey content. Coming up next, we're going to play a little game show. What has Mike Soroy not done?
This is the show your mother and father and also priest and the neighbors warned you about. Listen at your own risk to Gordon Keith's Happy Funhouse Party of Fun, starring Monsignor Gordon Keith, and live on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
Funhouse. Gordon Keith Funhouse.
Boy of underachievement, he's the student of heroes, he's the station dancer,
he's the devil's own
Gordon
Keith. Good Lord, I just finally went to Twitter. After not paying attention to it much during the show, there's more than five people listening to us. And the unofficial Ticket 1310 that is kind of live tweeting out our quotes, doing quotable Funhouse, has actually put up a poll that has 51 minutes left in it. Would the P1 females like their urethras to grow towards the sun like a plant? So far, only 27 people have voted in it, but
all yes.
70% say yes, they would like. Oh, just dropped to 68% of P1 females would like their urethras to grow towards the sun like a plant.
Exactly.
And oddly enough,
evolution along
somehow or another, we get a lot of females tweeting towards the show.
P1
Tracy. Here's a P1 Sammy, who's a girl. A girl female. So, you can tweet
us.
Have
you seen Ty Walker's poster with Lee Harvey?
No, what is that?
Promoting the show.
Lee Harvey's promoting this program?
Yeah, well, it's the famous photo taken in Mike Soroy's backyard. But instead of holding papers and a rifle, he's holding a fast food soda with a straw and then a sign that says Gordo's Fun House of Fun House Party.
All right. I disavow Lee Harvey Oswald, and I don't want him associated with this program, sir.
Well,
thank you.
On that note.
Yes.
Gordon.
Yes, we're ready to play the game.
No, we're not ready to play the game. Okay. I have a question real quick. Let's consider this, and we're going to consider this for charity.
Okay.
So let's all consider this for charity. So I go out in my backyard a lot. That's where my car is. And there are tours that are obviously looking at the Lee Harvey Oswald house with the staircase. I'm sure you know the address. What's the address?
214 Neely.
Thank you. So I was thinking, why don't you, one time per year, we can rent out like a trolley.
And a trolley? Do,
yeah, well, it's usually trolleys that come by on these tours because they stop by this house and they look at the famous...
Yeah, we need like a double-decker bus and Gordon does the Lee Harvey tour.
Okay, right. But that's a like double-decker bus. He's saying a trolley. Well, like a trolley, San Francisco streetcar?
Well, there are... They seem to be trolleys when they come by here, but I don't care. You can call it whatever you want. And you make it like a fun journey of assassination.
I make the assassination fun for people.
No, like the whole story. You make the whole story fun. Obviously, the end is going to be not that fun, but you provide interesting information, but you make it fun. We have the trolley. We can, I guess, give the money to charity or whatever. And then
we did this once.
Did you really?
Yeah, one anniversary, hey guys, of the assassination, the Musers got a bus, and I stood at the front with the microphone, and we took a busload of P1s around to all the sites, all the assassination sites, and I gave a history tour of it. I didn't make it fun. It was pretty.
That's
it was
my
just
trick is that we make it a ton of fun.
Yeah, but then I have to take the brunt of the criticism for the insensitive tour of the assassination sites because you're masterminding it to be funny.
Yes.
I don't want to be the public face of making assassinations fun again.
So you did that already? Because that's a good idea.
Yeah, but I didn't do it with humor. I did it with facts. Okay.
See, that's my true that's facts. The difference. Well, you can use true facts, but then and then it can even if you want end here and then they go see the staircase and then I have like a tent up and we can have Tito's cocktails and Lithuanian finger foods for everybody right at the end.
We can play pin the baseball bat on Blake. Everybody gets a knock, gets the rubber mallet.
One shot each.
Mm-hmm.
Make a count.
I'll do another tour, sure.
I'd love to do that. I think for charity, and I don't know how many.
I don't know about for charity.
Trolley.
Maybe instead of about the assassination, it's more about the Lee Harvey and Marina love story.
Okay, that's an interesting take. Even though it was full of domestic violence, Dave.
Well, you know, it was a different time.
That's what
the
I'll lead
times.
With.
Times. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to beat her to a pulp, but, you know.
No, that's
different
right
times.
Out. That's right out, that part.
Maybe that's more like...
That's more in line with Mike Soroy, who's always slamming his girlfriend's head in the door or whatever that thing he was talking about.
No, what? Don't even say that. I said that hypothetically, if she wanted to slam my D in a door...
You said head. You didn't say D.
I would not like that.
Somehow you'd rather do that than get pegged. That confuses me.
Blake brings up a good point.
The peg defender
you
shows
disavowed,
up every 10 minutes.
You disavowed pegging, but you did say you'd be open to having your thing slammed in a door.
Yes, that's correct.
I think I'm going to be on the right side of history on this one.
All right, 888-787-1310, our telephone number. Line them up. Now we play the game show. This is where Mike Soroy will tell us three things, and we have to guess which one is not true. This is very similar to a game we used to play called What Has Rodney Not Done? And now that Rodney has passed, as I found out when I got on Facebook earlier today, it's available.
What? Rodney Nemeth?
No, I don't know if he's passed or not. Okay. He was not one of the people that I saw that had passed.
Okay. I thought you were dropping a bombshell.
But would it surprise you if Rodney passed?
Of an STD? No.
No, I meant that he leads, you know, an adventurous life. He does rock climbing and stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
He's always chasing SMU basketball tape, rolling his car.
No, that was me.
No. So, Mike, you're going to say three things. One of them is going to be false, and we're going to have to figure out which one it is.
Right.
Okay. Item number one.
I was under the impression that we were all playing this game.
Yeah, we're going to be playing it, but you're delivering it.
Okay. All right, here. No, don't hit the open. Here are my three items.
Uh-oh. The drink's hitting, too.
Was that the first slur?
No, you've had a few before, but we've politely ignored them. Kind of like everyone politely ignored Blake's granddad at the front of the chapel and just paid their respects and moved on.
That. Blake and I both appreciate that. My three items, two of them are true. Wait, two of them are true.
Yep.
One of them are false.
One of them are false. Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead, Mike.
We're ready.
I was once offered cocaine by Paris Hilton.
Is that choice one or choice A?
You can.
It's choice 1A.
Whatever you want.
Okay, that's one.
Okay. What's 1B?
2B.
1A and 2B.
When I got off the bus at basic training,
Thank you for your service, by the way.
You snuck that in so inconsequentially. It's fine. When I got off the bus at basic training, they informed me that I was the 1,000,000th enlistee and was featured on the next month's cover of Airman Magazine.
1,000,000th enlistee of the year, of the decade, or of all time?
Yes, the 1,000,000th Air Force enlistee.
Of all time.
Okay.
If you want to say of all time at the end, I suppose, but 3C, when I was born, the doctor told my parents that I had a nice penis.
All right.
All right. Hit the Jeopardy sound. Let's figure this out, Dave.
1A.
Are Dave and I competing against each other?
2B. It's your game.
Are we a team? Dave and I are on the same team.
I think we're. It's like the Newlywed game. We're table talking.
Okay.
I think you're on a team. Work together.
Okay. So two of those are true. Hit the Jeopardy theme. So
two
EA.
Of those are true. I mean, I guess as much as
God, the swigs as much that you're taking in the background about, sound so loud and so long, Mike.
What?
The swigs you're taking of that drink that I hear that ice clinking in.
Okay.
You're taking really long tugs of
it's
that drink.
Atmosphere. He's adding to the atmosphere.
He's adding to the fact that he won't be able to give us the answer to this question once we guess it.
We have 16 minutes left in the show. I'll make it.
And I don't think you'll have a heartbeat at the end of those 16 minutes.
But this is how I want to go.
I think as much as Mike likes cocaine, I think 1A is true.
Yeah, but there's two of them that are true and one that's false, and we're trying to figure out which one's false.
I'm just trying to process of elimination. I think we can take that
I agree
one
with
table.
You. So I think the million airman thing is going to be false. That's the one I'm leaning towards right now.
You think that a medical professional told two new parents that their infant child had a nice penis?
Yes. Because I think that it... I don't think he meant it in a really weird way. I think he meant it as kind of a joking thing and saying that he's your baby boy is healthy, and there were some concerns because in the ultrasound it looked a little small, but now that he's born, it's regular infant.
Actually confused it with the umbilical cord.
Yeah, I think he was making a joke there. So I think that those two are true.
So it was like
the reason I think the millionaire man thing is fake is because he couldn't even narrow down the time frame on it.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was
sure
improvising around time.
There. Yeah, man. Yeah, but just the nice penis thing is weird.
Well,
I mean, was he counting off, like, 10 fingers, 10 toes, nice penis?
He's not going to give us the answer to that. You know why he's not going to give us the answer to that? Because he's passed out.
Okay, I'm going to go with you that the millionth airman is the lie.
All right, millionth airman, that's our final answer.
Final answer.
I'm going to need you two to come together for a final answer before I...
We just did. We just did.
Okay.
Should we get Blake's input, or are we not that desperate?
I mean, if Blake wants to try and talk us out of our decision, if he wants Blake, to be our lifeline.
Seriously, Blake, you may have some insight on this that we don't want to hear. So go ahead and pot yourself down.
Okay.
No, Blake. That makes me feel too bad doing that. No, what do you think? What do you think about our reasoning? Did you get a different feel for it?
No, I'm with you. I think it's the airmen, because that doesn't sound very military to award you with anything.
Yeah, when while you're expressly there for them to break your will.
Yeah, basic training.
They're not going to throw you a reception.
Right.
Yeah, and is there even a magazine called Airman Monthly or whatever?
No, there's no way.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's clearly the number 2B.
2B.
Yeah.
2B is false. What say you, Mike Soroy?
I heard Dave and Gordon lock in with 2B. I didn't hear Blake lock in.
He just locked in with us.
Okay, he's locked in also. Okay, don't shout. Well, okay, you guys are right.
Yes!
But
why did you put no time in that second one?
Who would make up something like that? That's an insane thing to make up. And...
What?
Look.
He's getting mad at us.
I'm more interested.
I love you guys.
I'm more interested in the story of 1A and 3C.
I figured that might be there? The case.
Yeah, so let you need to tell those stories.
And did they happen at the same time?
I'll start with 2B, because when I got off the bus, I was in the Air Force. You're welcome, Gordon. And when I got off the bus, the dude who was like...
Did you take a trolley to the Air Force?
It was a trolley. A double-decker trolley. Straight into the Air Force.
Uh-huh.
That's what it was. But when I got off the bus, they were like, they had a little counter and they were counting people. And the dude, three people behind me, like, who knows what order you get off a bus? He was the 1 millionth airman that enlisted in the Air Force.
Wait, hold it. So the one fake one was like 97% true?
Well, yeah, I was 999, whatever.
Dave, help me out here. Are you not a little bit surprised by this? That the story that was so fake that we clearly spotted it, the reason it's fake is because it happened to two guys after.
It didn't happen to him?
Yes.
Yeah, I was three away.
So this game is two truths and someone else's truth.
Yes. Apparently. Wow.
And the guy, he was three behind me, and I'm clearly a handsome devil, but he was jacked up, but they were like counting it on a counter. He, like, the worst teeth I've ever seen, but he was on the cover of the very true and real Airman magazine.
Hold on, I'm going to see. You said it was Airman Monthly.
That's what I said. I couldn't remember.
Oh.
I'm looking it up now, but Airman Mag, I think, Airman Magazine.
He's got,
look it up.
He's got Jess on his screen right now. He's trying to get over.
Final issue, September 2011.
Okay.
So no longer.
Well, I enlisted in...
On the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Is this the part where the Gordon Keith Fun Show makes fun of a military veteran? Because that's what I'm feeling.
I think you did by making fun of his teeth.
Yeah, you were ragging on
Paris
his teeth.
Hilton. Paris Hilton first.
He had jack teeth. So I was three away from that. Yes, when I worked in L.A., it was right when her show with Nicole Richie, The Simple Life, right? It was like one of the first reality shows.
The first what?
Reality shows.
And we get the idea of what he was trying to say. Dave, you don't have to stop him down. QAnon's about to have a message for Dave. They listen to that long tug on the drink. You've got like a Dickies barbecue cup of vodka, don't you?
Not a plastic
huge
Dickies
yellow
vodka.
Cup just to the brim with Tito's.
Anyway, it was their big Simple Life, like when shows have their big debut and they have like a party that goes along with it to try to get publicity. Mm-hmm.
They call
or whatever.
That a debut party.
Yeah, pretty much
premier
what I just
party.
Said.
Premier mm-hmm. party.
Okay, even better. Premier party.
And so we you went to it. How'd you get an invite?
I was working. I was a intern at Fox Television when that happened, and when American Idol had like Clay Aiken and Ruben Studdard, whatever, that year. I was an intern.
Did you peg Clay Aiken?
I pegged Ruben Studdard. I pegged the Velvet Teddy Bear. Is that why we did this whole show? So no. You would get me to say that sentence? Because Gordon's been asking me about that for years.
Yeah,
I'm
I have.
Fine.
I said, hey, will you please do some material about pegging Ruben Studdard? Please. Any way you can.
But anyway, we went to an after party, and Paris Hilton was there, and there was cocaine, and she gave me a head nod offer to take some.
And? Did you?
Yeah, and I said, no, I performed a citizen's arrest, and I cuffed her. Took her to the LAPD.
All right, now.
So here's my question for you. You've clearly done cocaine and a lot.
What is this? No, I have not. I feel like I want to support the Funhouse shows, but I feel like they all end up.
We count on you to bring the cocaine.
Have you done cocaine?
I have not, and that's why I wanted to ask about it. Because I'm like the type of guy who should not try cocaine. Because what if it's like awesome?
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust myself to stop.
That's a yes, it is.
Dave, you've done it?
No. Uh-uh.
Never. Dave Lang.
I'm all natural, bro.
You
it has
guys
to
are
come from the earth.
Cool and famous
well,
in
now
Dallas,
you are.
Texas, and you haven't.
But you never tried it back in your day with that huge Hoover vacuum cleaner of a nose that you have? You've never?
Yeah, no one offered it because they saw my nose.
You would just accidentally do cocaine just walking around the earth with that nose. You'd suck it in like the Three Stooges did to curtains when they were sleeping. That's an updated reference, by the way. He's Googling Three Stooges.
No.
Snoring.
What about your doctor admiring your newborn penis?
He was doing cocaine off of it.
Okay.
Whoa.
It was Miami in the 80s.
That's
actually
true.
You were born in the 70s.
It was tradition.
Yes. That's
that
what Miami
one,
doctors did back then.
Yeah. Quick P rank. That
let me
one
do a quick rail off your infant's penis.
And then they
said, it was good times back then.
It's 1986. It's my name.
Even that's what the doctor would do. While the dad is using a hacksaw on the umbilical
baby
cord, the doctor is doing a.
And they're just palms up.
Just a
Miami
rail. Yeah, I wish this was
that
one.
May
one
have been a confidence booster from my mom, but she said that the doctor did say that.
Wait, your mom wanted to boost your confidence by saying that your doctor loved your infant peen?
Yes.
That's a weird compliment. Why couldn't she just say, hey, Mike, you look nice tonight. Good luck on your date.
Yeah, were you particularly down one day? And she's like, I know what will cheer him up.
Mom, I'm just upset. I'm afraid I won't ever get a good job. That's okay, honey. Let me tell you something about your infant penis.
That's the story she tells every girlfriend.
The beauty of my penis.
You're a lucky girl.
Well, I don't know when it happened, but my mom said
pick
that
me up.
Yeah, that the doc said that.
Like, did you get
your mom
circumcised?
Told you that pediatricians love your penis?
Well, the one. No. Okay, I threw it into your game. I thought you guys were going to play this game too, and I was actually excited to hear Gordon's.
We are playing it. We're the guests.
No,
I mean,
no one else
we
is playing this.
Right.
I'm the one doing this.
Well, next week it's Davey.
Yeah, okay.
And then it's back to you.
Okay.
And then you do it. Well, we got it right, so we won the game. So what do we win, Mike?
You win free tickets to Gordon's hilarious
Father John
assassination.
Misty, Father John Menzies.
Gordon's hilarious assassination ride along.
I'm sure there'll be a poster of that on Twitter before the end of the show.
It would sell out in like 2 seconds. $250 ahead.
Okay.
Take the slow trolley through Dealey Plaza and
It
has a blood packet.
Mike, do you want to hear mine?
Oh, you've got some, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Really? Okay.
Dude, you guys are not going to believe this, but we are already out of time. This one flew by.
Incredible.
Very fast. There still is 24 minutes left in the poll that the unofficial ticket radio Twitter account put up there. Would the P1 females like their urethras to grow towards the sun like a plant? What do you want to predict the status is of the vote? 142 votes so far.
I think more in favor.
Mike?
Yeah, dude, yes. I was trying to help everyone with that.
How does it
however,
help
there's
them?
There's no way to guarantee that all those who voted are actually P1 females.
That is true. That is true.
So it's not a very scientific poll.
67% of the people who voted that we hope are P1 females said that they would like their urethra to grow towards the sun.
They want that 10%.
Now, Dania, P1 female, she says no, never. She's the only one that actually had a write-in vote of no, never.
She likes the angle of her urine.
She enjoys the angle of her urethra right now.
That's fine.
So, I think women would like to be able to stand up like men to go.
Yeah, they're very jealous of our ability to just do that anywhere.
And that's what I was trying to get them.
Blake says that we have a couple calls of people who are eligible to vote in this poll. Should we take them?
Sure. I mean, it's up to you when we turn the mics off.
All right, let's go to
Amy from Arlington.
Amy, you're on Camp Span.
Camp Span. Camp Span. Hi.
Hi, Amy. You're on with Mike Soroy, the Airman of the Month.
I love Mike Soroy. He's one of my leaders.
Okay.
It's Amy from Arlington. Yeah, hey.
That's an Arlington accent you have?
Hi.
In Arlington? Well, yes. It's in Arlington, Texas. It was actually Forney.
Okay. Now we're getting the real truth now.
I know.
You were trying to fake an Arlington accent, but your Forney one came through.
It's been Arlington for a long time now, but it was Forney. I was a jackrabbit. Sorry.
No need to apologize.
Well, okay.
So, have you heard Mike Soroy's important question that he has?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I heard.
Good.
And?
I'm fine with it. I can... Do y'all want to know this? Are you ready?
Just don't be too vulgar.
It's three men, and this is I have female anatomy, so I'm just going to tell you I can pee standing up.
Oh,
yep.
How's that?
It's the truth. You're
doing like a Vulcan hand formation down there, right?
My urethra is positioned at the correct.
Yeah.
Position.
So you're not interested
she's
in pizza like, urinal.
So she's ahead
she's
of evolution.
She's got like a Jamie Lee Curtis thing.
Yes. She's on the cutting edge of evolution right now.
From the future, Amy.
It just means I'm talented.
Yes.
And I know what I'm doing.
Can we please talk about something other than this? I feel like we spent too much time on the pizza merry-go-round thing.
Yes. We can absolutely change the subject.
Okay. What do you do for a living, Amy? What? Did you lose your job or something?
No, it's not a paid position. I'm not. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
It's a not paid position. Whatever.
Okay.
You can move on.
I said there's nothing wrong with that, though. You're a stay-at-home mom. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
There is nothing wrong with it. You're absolutely correct. And okay. What I wanted to know is, are y'all going to do this at Camp Hound? Because that would be fantastic. If you, Gordon Keith, could take over, you know, just a few hours or a night or a few hours of one night.
You know, the problem is, I think all the... okay, go ahead. Apparently it's your show now.
No, it's your show because your Funhouse show.
I'm just teasing. Okay.
If you, Gordon Keith, made this, oh my God, it would be
heard.
Awesome.
So the problem is that the Campound nights are usually already spoken for.
Okay.
So there's like no room for me to do a show.
I thought it would be awesome. I'm sorry. I thought it would be awesome.
Well, thank you.
If you could do a Funhouse night.
Yes.
At Campound. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be there. So
yeah, that's the problem. Is my buddies wouldn't be there. They'd be at some of my other Campounds.
Snap! That's what I meant. Is if you okay? Okay, I see. I'm sorry.
Have you been drinking?
Yes.
No, Mike. I'm not asking you.
Okay, it was for
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
But and
that doesn't change my answer.
Are your kids in bed?
In the house. No, they're teenagers, and actually, they are. Is that what level is that? They're not P1.
They're listening
are
right
they
now.
P3s, yeah. Maybe one of them is actually.
Are you inside. Like that other girl, and you're trying to case their friends?
No, I'm outside by myself with dogs.
And okay, whoa.
We have dogs. We're a dog family. So, we're an animal family.
So, are you married to their father?
The dog's father? No.
No, no.
God, that's
the
weird.
The teenager's fathers.
Yes. I
am. You're married to their dad?
I am.
How long have you been married?
16 years, I think. 16? Sorry. I'm not good at math. I have to look at the tattoo on my finger, and I'm not good at math.
Wait. What did I just hear?
I think 16 years.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you for your service.
I'm not good at math.
Okay. Thank you for your service.
Okay. I love y'all. And are you going to do this again?
Why are there periods after every word you say?
That's how they talk
well,
in four.
Because I'm sorry. I thought that.
Didn't we already establish that periods make the world worse for everyone?
Wait. In a way, yes.
All right, let's go to
Darcy in Las Colinas.
Darcy in Las Colinas, you're on with the Mike Soroy.
Go,
and
Darcy. I'm ready.
Dave Lane.
Oh.
Yay, Mike Soroy and Dave Lane. I can't believe I'm on. Gordon,
mm-hmm.
My whole point for calling tonight, I love you.
Oh, thank you.
Huh. This is backfired on the
Slide
Mike
into
and Dave
DMs,
show.
Then.
That was
straight to
no,
the other guy.
Y'all are
third.
Awesome. But no, Gordon is just so mysterious.
Not that mysterious.
Well, you kind of are.
I just don't have anything going on.
I
don't even get invited to Julie Dobbs parties, okay?
I know. What the heck?
I don't know. I don't
know. I don't
know either.
You're right on the edge if it's...
It's like, I don't think that she...
Like,
I don't think she intentionally didn't invite me. I just think I'm not even in her sphere of consciousness. Like when she thinks of people that she works with, I don't even come up in her mind.
I saw the invitation list, and at the bottom, it was your name... But there was a red line through it. So it was on, it was, you know, it was close. Is the point.
Did you see my name on there?
God, no.
Okay.
So anyway, really, that was just my point. Like, I love you on the Musers. I listen. I'm a P1.
This is your message for Mike and Dave. Mike? Yeah.
No, it's my did you hear me? It's my message for you, Gordon.
Yeah, but you're on with Mike and Dave. That's the thing. It's like, I
but
want
it's
you.
Gordo's fun
if,
house.
If there's anything you've ever wanted to say to Mike Soroy or Dave Lane, it's like you finally got them on the phone.
Yay, I'm really excited, but I called because it's Gordon's Funhouse, well, and I'm listening
listen,
because it's Gordon's Funhouse.
Give me the message, and I'll pass it on to my friend, my very good friend, Gordon.
Gordon, okay, can you tell him that he's awesome, and I think he's great all the time on the Musers, and he makes me laugh.
Okay, you're going too fast. He's not going to remember all this. Let's break it up
a
little
pencil,
bit.
Like, Jesus,
Yeah, so just do the first couple sentences.
All I wrote so far was Gordon is, and okay. I can't.
See? You're going too fast for him.
Gordon is, sorry. He's amazing. So that's all I wanted to say. Y'all, it's great. I don't know if this thing is even real. Like, I listened to the first one and I questioned, like, is this really for real, this whole thing?
What do you mean by that?
Tonight, like, the first one that I listened to, you know, you had, like, a few people that came, but others didn't show up. Like, and it was just very odd. Tonight seems a little bit more legit.
Would you squat over a pizza at a music festival?
No.
Do you do the hover thing or do you lay down toilet paper?
Oh, I would hover. Yeah, I would hover if I had to.
Well, do you? I mean, like when you go to a public restroom, do you hover or do you toilet paper thing?
Oh, hell no. I hover. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your service.
Yep. I hover. But
so what would you do for Gordon?
You're now speaking with Dave Lane.
Dave Lane via Gordon. Let me answer that in 1 second. But can I ask, did you really, really, really for real stay at that hotel in Mississippi?
Yes, I did. Those are real pictures from my hotel room. Did you see that, Dave? I put it on my Twitter. I don't know if we're Twitter friends.
I did see that. Yeah. Okay. I follow you. I saw those pictures.
See, that's what I like about Twitter so much more is that they're worded followers. It's just on Facebook, wording Dave a friend, you know, us being friends on some social media platform, that's too intimate for me. If you relabel Dave follower, then I'm comfortable.
But Gordon, how and why?
Yes.
Did you say, like, I heard you say there weren't any other rooms, blah, blah. But
well, didn't that answer the question?
Stayed there. Yeah, but
I stayed there for one night because I had there was no other room in the inn.
Mm-hmm.
So like Jesus, which there's so many similarities between the two of us. We're often mistaken for each other. There was no room at the inn, so that was the only place I could stay, and so I stayed there. And just like infant baby Jesus, who's doctor did not do a rail off of him.
Yeah. Bethlehem, that was not a tradition.
He was not born.
There was no cocaine in Bethlehem. That's we agree on that. Right, Darcy?
Did you sleep like with one eye open or did you really sleep?
Or did you add your signature, you know, to
No. No, it's like I didn't want my DNA to be found in that room because I didn't know what was going to happen in that room after I left there. So it would be just my luck if I had done something to help me go to sleep. And then the next night, some woman's killed in there. And they're like, okay, what you want me to do, Sarge?
Well,
test the sheets for DNA.
Will do, Sarge.
That's my Mississippi accent. And then they test it, and then it comes up, hey, it came up positive for local radio Dallas.
Wow,
and then I would be convicted
for another murder.
He's suspect 1A.
I'm not sure if that was a bit as
1A.
Well. But
he's suspect 1A and 3C.
3C.
Yeah.
The Air Force One.
That's right, y'all.
Airman Magazine.
Look, and he left an open copy of Airman Magazine over here.
Stuck together.
That's what he was looking at when he did her in.
Anyway.
Now let's go to Joe Lecce's party.
It was a very confusing scene in Mississippi a week ago.
Yes, so. My God.
A lot of elements working there.
A lot going on.
All right. We're 13 minutes past due here.
Oh, what are you going to do for Gordon?
Quick, what I would do for Gordon, with Gordon, it's open-ended. Yeah. I don't know what Gordon's scene is for sure, but I love Gordon. I love the ticket. I don't know what else I can say.
I think that says it all. Thank you so much.
If he looked you in the eye, like with a crazy eye.
And said, hey, I want you to be my next Mississippi hotel victim.
He just screamed, pegging.
What would I do?
Hey, can I lay this copy of Airman magazine over your face while we do this?
Just leave it. Just leave it right there.
Okay, we're going to end on that.
Okay, thank you, Darcy. Thank you for putting up with these two guys, and I apologize for their rudeness.
I love you, Gordon.
Okay, I love you too. Thank you for calling.
Another nut shot for me and Dave.
Thank you. Yeah, why did she have to kick you in the nuts on the way out the door too? You guys have already had enough.
We're just happy to be here.
Yeah. Yes.
Blake?
Hey, Mike.
What's up? We good here?
Oh, great. This is Mike desperation at the end of the night, just wanting to hook up with somebody. And now he's turning to Blake.
And Blake's across the room, chin up, nod, I don't know, you?
Hey, fine. You want to watch me do push-ups?
Blake.
Come over to my house. I'll show you my airman rewards.
All right. Well, thank you guys for once again coming over to my house for another Saturday night. Another fun house. We had fun, didn't we? Yay! P1s! This will be the last one ever. Until next week, I'm Gordon Keith saying get the hell out of the fun house. Thank you, guys.
Pretty dumb.